Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
We want to check in with Patrick Saunders. I believe this may be our last time doing this for the season, Patrick, here on a Friday, presented by the Blake Street Tavern. He's our Rockies insider. And, you know, Patrick, this has gone from bad to worse. I don't know what else to say. The Rockies are just a bad, bad baseball team. They're on the verge of probably in the next week or two being 20 games under 500. They've lost seven of their last eight games, and I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, it's a shame, right, guys? When we started doing this, the Blake Street, way back when, there was so much optimism, so much promise about this team. You know, the pitching's just been, for two-thirds of the season, it's been a disaster. A 5.86 ERA for the starters is the second worst in franchise history. It's broken down all over the place, and we can play the blame game from now till sundown, but I think the root cause of it all really is the pitching, both the bullpen and the starters. It's really a shame because this team does have some quality, talented, entertaining players, topped, of course, by Nolan Arenado, but, man, guys, it's hard to watch right now.
Patrick, this is Nick Ferguson. I mean, when watching the Rockies, it's been really difficult, but when we can point the fingers, like you said, but give me something at the end of the day that I can be happy about, the Rockies fans can be happy about, as they try to salvage something of this dismal season.
Wow.
I know it looks very bleak. It's very bleak.
Yeah, no, I mentioned Nolan. You know, I don't know if you guys saw the game against the Red Sox the other night where he had four web gems. He's close to setting a franchise record for home runs in August. I think sometimes we forget just how special a player he is and kind of how blessed we are to watch him play day in and day out. So Nolan is one. I think some of the young guys have been kind of fun to watch coming up. I thought Ramel Tapia, although he's injured right now too, I think he was a bright spot. But beyond that, guys, I mean, you can pick and choose here and there, but a lot of guys have had very, very disappointing seasons. And, gosh, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more, but I'm just kind of worn out by this ball club myself.
Yeah.
Truthfully.
Well, I'll give you one. I'll give you one. What about Tony Walters in the season that he's had?
I thought he's been so fun to watch. He has. You know, and Tony is all out all the time. You know, he's the baseball equivalent of a gym rat. He doesn't hit for power, which I guess is not good. You want a catcher to hit for power a little bit, but he's kind of realized who he is, what he is as a ball player. His defense has been outstanding. He's kind of become the spark plug for this team. So that's an excellent example. And I'm sure there's others out there, no question. Blackman's had a good, solid year, at least at Coors Field anyway. Trevor Story's had a good year. It's just a shame that those stories have been overshadowed by just what a mess the thing is as a whole.
Yeah, and you mentioned Nolan. He is having some August. I mean, it's absurd. He's got 12 home runs in the month of August, like you said, flirting with that franchise record. And I want to say, and I don't have it in front of me, but I want to say like 22 ribbies in the month, something crazy like that. And Nolan, you know, he's going to flirt with his career high in terms of home runs. He's never hit more than 42, which is a big number. He's at 34 right now with a good stretch ahead of him. If he can stay this hot, I think he'll flirt with it. But I'll say this, Patrick, and, you know, I can't believe this is coming out of my mouth. It's not the first time it has. But, you know, I'm just thankful for my own selfish reasons, wanting to go to Coors Field and watch Nolan. I'm thankful that contract got done before this year, because it would just be hard for me to imagine Nolan signing up for more of this if the contract was happening this offseason.
You're exactly right. And you know what? I have not had the chance to ask Nolan this question, and I'm not sure if I ever will, because I'm not sure it's really fair,
right,
to put a guy on the spot to come up to Nolan and say, hey, do you regret signing the contract? I mean, I think everybody's thinking that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he can opt out after 21, but we're all thinking, man, because I remember about two or three off seasons ago, Nolan told me explicitly, guys, I love Colorado. I like being Rocky, but I don't want to be Todd Helton.
That's right.
In other words, I don't want to end up going to, what, two playoff series my entire career and one World Series. I want to be a winner all the time. And, you know, Nolan's been the good soldier, but you can tell by his body language sometimes out there, you know, he's giving 100% all the time. But sometimes you can just see him looking like, are you kidding me? We're down 7-0 in the first inning, as
yep.
they were last night.
Yep.
Come on, give me a break. This isn't the baseball I wanted to play in the prime of my career. I'm sure he's frustrated beyond belief.
Yeah, you know what? I see those same looks on his face, Patrick, and it is hard to watch. You know, my buddy texted me. The game had, like, just started, or so I thought. And my buddy from New York texted me. He goes, I see the Rockies are down a touchdown. And I'm like,
yeah.
Holy crap. I thought the first pitch was just 2 seconds ago. Patrick, look, man, I want to say this to you because I don't know when the next time we're going to do this. I have so much appreciated our conversations this year and really getting to know you. And I thought we've had a lot of really engaging conversations about the Rockies. It hasn't worked out. The way that we thought, but I'll say from a personal standpoint, chatting with you every Friday about these guys has been a blast for 3 straight years now.
Well, thanks, and me too. And let me, you know, let me give you a compliment right back. I appreciate you. You did your homework. You were ready to ask stuff pertinent to the Rockies. I know this is a Broncos town. I get it. I've lived here my whole life. I used to cover the team. I get it. But I think it was cool that the fan kind of really made an effort to be a Rocky station this year, too. Too bad the team didn't follow up.
Yeah, and I appreciate you saying that back to me. Patrick Saunders, the one and the only, our Rockies insider. Appreciate you stopping by here on a Friday, Patrick.
Okay, guys, take care.
All right, there he goes.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.